Trumas, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel. Hamachal is Banav Ketanim. If a person feeds his children that are Ketanim, they're not Chayiv in Mitzvahs, and they're also in the cases where they eat it B'shogeg, the Mishnah Sharon explains. Vesavodav, Bein Gedolim, Bein Ketanim. Or he feeds his Avodim. Now this is an Eved Ivri, and he feeds them Truma, also B'shogeg, whether they're Gedolim or Ketanim. Or ha'oichel trumas chutz la'aretz. A person eats truma of chutz la'aretz. First, I'll explain. So this is like we've had earlier. It's from either Bavel, it was a takanas neviim, or Mitzrayim, Ammon, Moav, which was a takanas chachamim. And trumas in these places is only midrabbanan. Even though, like the Rav explains, it's medamas midivrei sofrim, midrabbanan, it causes things to become meduma. However, it's going to be included in this category, which we're going to see soon. Ve'oichel pachas mikizayis truma, or a person eats less than a kizayis of truma. In all these cases, mishalim is a keren, so he pays keren because he took for dine mamanis. Ve'ena mishalim is a chomish, but he does not pay chomish, and he's just paying back because of nezek. Ve'atashlum in chulin, and therefore what he pays back is not truma, it's not kodesh, rather it's just chulin, just like paying back for damages for stealing. And therefore, in Ratzah Kohen Limchol Moichel, so the Kohen is able to be Moichel this too, if he wants. Now, what's the Pshat, if we go back, why are the Ketanim, why are they Potter? So the Rav explains, because they're not a B'nei Chiyuva, they're not Chayiv in Mitzvahs. But the Avodim, is even the Rav says, if they're Gedolim. Why? They are, an Eved is Chayiv in Mitzvahs. So the Taisi Zantav says, is even though an Eved is Chayiv in Mitzvahs, he doesn't have what to pay with, he has no money. Therefore, it seems like he's Potter. The Taisis Yantav actually brings the Yushalmi that it says, though, if he gets money after he's freed, then he has to pay. Or if he had Nechosim that the master didn't have, he also gives. Melech Shlomo also asks, but a Katan also doesn't have what to pay. Why do you have to tell me that the Katan doesn't pay because he's not Chayiv in Mitzvahs? You should say similar to an Eved. Even if he was Chayiv in Mitzvahs, doesn't matter. He doesn't have what to pay. So Melech Shlomo says, so that's the point. In other words, of course, if a katan actually had with what to pay, then the Rav, that's why the Rav says, then he'd be Potter because he's not Chayiv in Mitzvahs. But really the main reason is because none of them have what to pay with. But we saw that Taisi Yantav says that an Eved, once he is able and he gets money later, he has to pay. And the Taisi Yantav brings that it could be the Rav's sheet that by a katan, what would be similar that if a katan is mazik, if he damages somebody while he's a katan, and then he gets older. So there's a shitas rishonim, it's a gos ashri. Neshilta Giborim brings this down, Baba Kama, that the Go Sashri holds that he's mechuyiv when a katan is damaged or something when he's a child, he has to actually pay when he gets older. He does bring that most poskim don't hold this way, but it could be that that's the way the Rav holds here. The other cases, though, a person eats less than a kezayis, midiyarais, it's not called an achila, so therefore, when the Torah says, v'ish ki yoichel kodesh b'shkoga, person eats it, he eats it b'shkoga, so it has to be a shir achila, that's what the Rambam says, and that's why he doesn't have to pay a chomish also there. And obviously, Trum of Chutz La'aretz is Midrabanan as well, as we said.